Last time I was talking about planning your future. Far too many Christians are just waiting and waiting. You know, everything will be okay when my ship comes in. As I was growing up, from time to time, my parents would use an expression. They said, "When our ship comes in, then we will have a lot of things that we just can't afford right now. But when our ship comes in, there will be plenty." Now, when I was young, I used to wonder where that ship was coming from, how big it was, what exactly was on that ship, who was giving it to us, and why hasn't it arrived yet? Of course, they simply meant that if they ever got rich, then there would be a lot of money. As the years went by, I soon discovered that there really wasn't any ship at all. It was just an expression. But let's think about it for a minute. I know that my parents were not the only ones who used that expression. Some people still use it today. Other people today say, "Well, when my numbers come in," and of course they're referring to winning the lottery. But whether it's a ship or the lottery or a train at the station, ever heard that one? Regardless, it's just a statement. It really is no different than saying, "I hope I'm rich someday." I once heard someone say, if you're expecting your ship to come in, then why not build the dock? Build a warehouse to store all the goods in. In other words, if you're expecting a big change, then prepare for a big change. Do something. Far too many people glance at the ocean and say, "Well, my ship didn't come in today," and then they go about their business hoping something really good will happen someday. I was reading somewhere where the author was talking about doing something, taking action. He basically said that if you get out there and start moving and doing something, then God has something to work with and something to bless. If you do nothing, then how can you really be expecting and anticipating? If you never investigate, research, ask questions, then how can God direct your path? If you're just sitting on the couch, how can God direct you to turn left? What, turn left towards the fridge? I mentioned last time that the promises of God are true. But we can't just sit in our room day after day praying and hoping that something will happen. If you're praying, start expecting. And if you're expecting great things for your life, including the desires of your heart, then get out there and start moving. Start planning and preparing. Start examining and investigating. Keep learning and keep growing.